Mr. Weisel on 90.
Sorry, Eddie. How are you?
Fine. I'm supposed to be speaking 10 minutes ago, and I put in a call for you, but they had a little trouble getting it through. I just wanted to say hello to you and ask you what has happened up there in New York. I saw they had a little, one of Evans and Novak had a little mean story this morning, or somebody did, on New York political situation. Well, they said that I think it's released by Bobby Kennedy. He's mixing in it, saying the White House is doing this and the White House is doing that. I haven't done anything, haven't talked to one human, and you're the first one I've talked to. I haven't talked to Bobby, I haven't talked to Wagner, I haven't talked to the liberals, I haven't talked to any Democrat, I haven't talked to you. I don't want another human to know it. I have talked to you.
I haven't either.
Now, what is the situation?
Well, it's unresolved.
Who'll have the best chance?
It's very difficult to say. I'd say our man, Phyllis Levine, the mayor favors my
destination. What about the liberals? Who are they going to support? What about their supporting this fellow Monahan that Bobby's running?
Nobody ever heard of him.
Well, Bobby's been around picking office. Last year had a big dinner. And I think somebody quietly, the Journal of America, somebody ought to point out, had a big dinner about Thursday of last week, in which he had Schlesinger and Bobby Kennedy and Dick Goodman in the White House. And, Abraham, and they all agreed that this Monahan was quite a fellow, and Mary McGorry, who's an Irish Catholic like he is, they told her, and she wrote a big story. Yes, this, and then Bobby Warren Weaver, who covers the Congress, and who wrote a story yesterday about Bobby in the magazine section of the Times, same fella. Well, the same fella wrote this article saying Monahan's was a man. And we called and told him nobody, said the White House aides were supporting him. We called and said nobody over here is supporting him, know anything about it, never heard of it. And they said, well, they heard one of the White House aides say some nice things about him. So we just took a poll, went down the list, called each one of them, asked them if they had anything to do with it. And they said no. And finally, Dick Goodwin said he was to dinner, and he just said he's a nice boy. Scotty Reston told Wicker that.
I'll be down there tomorrow.
Fine. Well, give me a ring tomorrow.
Maybe we can get together before then.
Oh, I hope so. I've got a hell of a day tomorrow. Start with the leaders at 8:30 and wind up that dinner in the evening. And I've got a press conference with all the foreign correspondents and off the record from about 4 to 7. What do you know generally?
Well, as far as you're concerned, I think your popularity here is greater than it was during the election.
How's Bobby standing up there?
It's on the downside. Definitely. All of it.
Why'd Wagner quit? Do you think he'd get beat?
I don't know. He says that he's tired of the job. I don't know. I can understand that it's a tough, difficult job.
Yeah.
But he has to be bad, he has to
Well, has Beam got any chance?
Yes, he has some kind of a chance. Very difficult to break. Well, the bottom there is the standpoint that he's taking hold on it for the fair and close up.
Well, New York News shows him getting 40% of theirs. Yes, it is. But I'd sure let somebody that I trusted implicitly wouldn't ever quote you. Let them know we've had nothing to do with the Monahan thing.
Okay, I
this is just a Kennedy leak. Who are the bosses for? The Steinguts and the Buckleys and so forth. They waiting for Bobby? Liberals never would support Beam, would they? Well, why isn't he the man to get behind? Powell says he's for Franklin D. Roosevelt. Adam Clayton Powell. Okay. See you tomorrow.